Bill Clinton.
Nice guy. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein.
That island was really a cesspool. There's no question about it. Just ask Prince Andrew.
You say that the FBI has Epstein's list. They're sitting on it. That doesn't seem like something you should do. You're protecting the world's foremost predator. That seems like an evil thing to do, regardless of who may be embarrassed in the release of that list. Why is the FBI protecting the greatest in human history?
Simple, because of who's on that list.
Who killed Jeffrey Epstein?
This doesn't look right. It doesn't look like a suicide.
You know, Epstein's an intelligence asset for people in the Middle East, right? I'm like, no, I didn't know that. I'm like, you sure that? The person, let's say, is like, I'm absolutely sure of that. His plane and that island, the cameras, there's a big assumption out there that these videotapes were exclusively in the custody of Epstein. That's a huge mistake. The reason they wanted this story to go away is because there's an assumption like, oh yeah, Epstein had him. No, he wasn't the only one who had him, according to this source. These assets, that's why this blackmail story makes so much sense.
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in.
There are a lot of people who are knee deep in the Washington swamp who are not telling you the truth about serious allegations out there that Epstein may have had video and audio of people out there doing things they shouldn't have been doing. And you should be asking yourself the question, how is it that all these people, the CIA director, the Obama fixer, Bill Clinton, all intersected paths with Jeffrey Epstein? Jeffrey Epstein isn't with us anymore, and nobody seems to want to talk about it.
Would you declassify the 9/11 files?
Yeah.
Would you declassify JFK files?
Yeah.
Would you declassify the Epstein files?
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
All right.
I guess I would. I think that less so because, you know, you don't know. You don't want to affect people's lives if it's phony stuff in there because there's a lot of phony stuff with that whole world. But I think I would, or at least.
Do you think that would restore trust? Help restore trust?
Yeah, I don't know about Epstein so much as I do the others. Certainly about the way he died, it would be interesting to find out what happened there, because that was a weird situation and the cameras didn't happen to be working, et cetera, et cetera.
I want to talk to you about the Epstein case. I have worked on this for years, trying to get those records of who flew on Epstein's plane and who helped him build this international human trafficking, trafficking ring.
Absolutely, Senator. Trafficking has no place in the United States of America, and I will do everything, if confirmed as FBI director, to make sure the American public knows the full weight of what happened in the past.
Release the list.
Seriously, we need to release the Epstein list. That is an important thing.
To kind of catapult the propaganda.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients? Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review.
A lot of people are wondering, because you said last week that you have the Epstein files on your desk. Is when can we see them and what's taking so long to release them?
I do. Jesse, there are well over, this will make you sick, 200 victims, 200. So we have well over 250, actually. So we have to make sure that their identity is protected. Other than that, I think tomorrow, Jesse, breaking news right now, you're going to see some Epstein information being released.
There are tens of thousands of videos of Epstein with children or child.
What kind? Are we going to see who was on the flights? Are we going to see any evidence from what he recorded, because he had all of his homes wired with recording devices?
Yeah, what you're going to see hopefully tomorrow is a lot of flight logs, a lot of names, a lot of information. But it's pretty sick what that man did.
Okay. Well, we'll
along
look for
with
that.
His co-defendant.
Absolutely. And he had help. That's for
he
sure.
He sure did.
But in this case, in Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs. We have information, names that will come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals that were hidden and kept secret and not been held accountable.
Flight logs tied to accused trafficker Jeffrey Epstein have been released to some conservative political commentators. They walked out of the White House holding binders labeled the Epstein files.
There was an expectation that this was going to be bigger. You had the same expectation.
We all did.
Shut up, silly woman.
said the reptile with a grin.
And the FBI handed over a couple hundred pages of documents. But, you know, Sean, I gave them a deadline of Friday at 8 a.m. to get us everything. And a source had told me where the documents were being kept. Southern District of New York, shock. So we got them all by, hopefully all of them, Friday at 8 a.m., thousands of pages of documents. I have the FBI going through them, and cash is also, now that we have cash here, it's a game changer, of course. And, you know, we're going to go through it as fast as we can, but go through it very cautiously to protect all the victims of Epstein.
Now, is that the only thing that would be redacted? Will everything else be made public?
It's always about protecting the victim. But you know what? We believe in transparency, and America has the right to know.
What we know is that this was a large network of high-profile, high-dollar predators who abused untold numbers of minors. Only one person has been prosecuted for these crimes, and that is Ghislaine Maxwell.
If there was a video of some guy or gal committing felonies on an island, and I'm in charge, don't you think you'd see it?
If you have access to it.
If I have it. Period. Right. If I have it. If I have it.
Right. If you have it.
Right.
But you can't say that you have it.
No, we're giving you everything we have.
So far.
Everything we have so far is...
Have you guys gone over all the video that's available?
Yeah. That's what I'm telling you. That's what takes so much damn time.
Did Jeffrey Epstein himself or did somebody kill him?
Senator, I believe he himself in a cell in the Metropolitan Detention Center.
Are you going to release all the information about that?
Senator, we are working through that right now with the Department of Justice.
You said Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. People don't believe it.
Well, I mean, listen, they have a right to their opinion, but as someone who has worked as a public defender, as a prosecutor, who's been in that prison system, who's been in the Metropolitan Detention Center, who's been in segregated housing, you know a suicide when you see one, and that's what that was.
He killed himself.
You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
You're fired. Get out of here.
You want me to get... I've seen the whole file.
The Epstein files. What's the answer to that?
The answer to that is the same as everything else. I'm not going to withhold information from the American public ever, but I'm also not going to rush to get it out there in a format in which they can't rely on it. So on the Epstein matter or any other matters, we are diligently working on that. And it takes time to go through years of investigations, years of political maneuvering, and years of cover-up to get the American people what they deserve. And that's what I'm going to give them. And you're going to get the video of the cell. And you're going to see for yourself.
We do have video. It's not the greatest video in the world. I don't want to set expectations on fire. However, the video does show in that specific block that he goes in, made a phone call. You'll see 12 hours of guards going to basically check on him, come back. You'll see no one really comes out in that bay, in that area, than him. There's no one in there. When you combine that with the other evidence where we will be releasing in the coming weeks, we're still finalizing some of the products. I think it's pretty clear.
Overnight, the FBI and Justice Department releasing 11 hours of footage they say helps confirm notorious financier Jeffrey Epstein died by suicide in his Manhattan jail cell in 2019. But perhaps the biggest bombshell, investigators say they found no incriminating client list of Epstein's, no credible evidence that Epstein blackmailed prominent individuals, and no evidence that could predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties.
Alex Costa, he allegedly said that he did work for an intelligence agency. So could you resolve whether or not he did? And also, could you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night of the set?
Yeah, sure.
If hey, Pam, could I just interrupt for
sure.
a second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. Yeah. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration.
"Have saved you," cried the woman, "and you've bitten me, heavens, why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman," said the reptile with a grin. "You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in."